Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. The Americans will play on Sunday at 5 a.m. against the Swedes. Now, this is a do or die thing for both teams. This is an elimination now. This ain't what they were doing just a couple days ago. The Americans have not scored a goal since they played the Nets. They have not won a game over 2 weeks. Over 2-3 weeks, they have not won a game. The Americans are not doing so well. Now, this is an opportunity for the Americans to get their head out of their asses. So, the Americans know they have to win this game. They know they have to score because Sweden will. Sweden will do better than the Americans if they don't get their head out of their asses on Sunday. I'm picking the Americans to win this game 2-0 or whatever the score will be, but I have doubts, and we'll see what happens. Well, they're saying that the Penguins could acquire Erik Karlsson by the weekend's end. It could happen. That's our reports are saying that Erik Karlsson could become a Penguin by the weekend's end. Now, Kyle Dubas, whatever he wants to be called, said that he's moving on, but if they get Karlsson, great. He said that 2-3 weeks ago. And if they get him, they get him. Now, like I said, it's going to happen possibly this weekend. And if it does happen, the Penguins should be the odds-on favorite to win a cup. But we'll see. We'll see what happens if that happens. Kit Gensel had surgery a couple days ago on his ankle. He will be reevaluated in 12 weeks from, I'm going to say tomorrow or yesterday or today, but we'll see. See what happens on that. Anthony Davis re-signed with the Los Angeles Lakers and stay in L.A. 3 more seasons for Mr. Davis in L.A. Now, will those 3 seasons be playing with LeBron? I have no idea. At this time, I don't know. And I don't give a damn. The Pirates were in Milwaukee after getting their ass kicked 14-1 last night. The Pirates won 8-4 tonight. The 49-60. 49 season. And the Pirates know that it's ticking. Time is ticking. Derek Shelton is ticking. Now, I was looking at the reports earlier. Sources are saying that Bob Nunnan should open up his wallet and get good players. He should. He should. He's too cheap. I've been saying this over and over and over that Bob Nunnan is a cheap owner. He's probably the cheapest owner in Major League Baseball. Yeah. Yeah. So, Bob Nunnan is an idiot. Bob Nunnan is an idiot. He can't be an owner at all. Like I said, he is the cheapest owner in the league. He's always will be cheap. He will never get good players on a base on a power team. I'm surprised they brought McCutcheon back. I'm surprised they got A.J. Burnett when he was here. I'm surprised they got Russell Martin when he was here. Surprised they were able to resign Brian Reynolds. Bob Nunnan is a cheap owner. He's a cheap owner and always will be a cheap owner. He's a cheapo. He is. He's a cheap owner. He will never open up his wallet big wide enough to get good players. Like I've been saying, I'm surprised they got Burnett out of there, Russell Martin, a lot more players who were here, who were good. But they had to trade them because they weren't doing well or their pay cut wasn't, I don't know. But Bob Nunnan is the worst owner in Major League Baseball. He really is. He's a cheapo and always will be. So, the Steelers have their training camp tonight under the lights up in Latrobe. Good for them. But what are the Steelers are going to do this season? Tomlin wasn't there. He's in freaking Canton, Ohio at the Hall of Fame. But how good does the Steelers have to be this season? They have to be good. They know they have to be good. They have to be on top of the world, they say. The Steelers had a terrible, not a terrible season. They're winning games. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Tomlin is saving his, basically, I think all Mike Tomlin cares about is his damn record. Oh, he said he doesn't care. He does. He motivates them at the end and says, save my record. Please, I don't want to have a losing record for the first time in my career as a head coach. That's what he did last year. His record. He has never had a lost record in his career as a head coach because he had Ben Roethlisberger. He had Big Ben. Now he has Kenny Pickett. If he had Mitch Kupinski still in there, if he would have, basically was still in there, it would have been over. I'm surprised when Ben went down just 2-3 years ago that I can't believe I'm shocked myself here. When Ben was out for the whole season, that his, record didn't drop dead. Because he had Duck Hodges, Mason Rudolph, like I said, he bust a duck in to go quack quack. Didn't do shit. And now he has a Kenny Pickett who is better than Mitch Trubisky, who's better than Duck Hodges, and who's better than Mason Rudolph. Now, he's not going to be better than Ben. So, that's what's going to happen. Kenny Pickett is the future of the Steelers. Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph are not. That's how it is. That's how it's laid. And that's how it's going to be. Tomorrow night is WWE SummerSlam live from Detroit, Michigan, where the Lions play at Ford Field in Detroit. Kid Rock is performing tomorrow in his hometown of Detroit. I can't wait to see Kid Rock. I love Kid Rock. Kid Rock is the man. I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to see him perform. But we're going to do the WWE Prediction Show live here on the program. Who I'm going to pick who's going to win at SummerSlam. So, they're having a guy's SummerSlam Battle Royal presented by Slim Jim. Oh, yeah, for the Macho Man, Randy Savage. In the men's department, I'm going to pick LA Knight. Now, if they have one for the girls, I'm going to pick Bayley. How about this one? Two friends who've been friends for a long time in the MMA. They're doing MMA rules. So, oh my. This is how we do it. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler. I'm picking Shayna Baszler to beat Ronda just because they're saying that Ronda is going away after SummerSlam. That's what I heard. We'll see what happens. How about Tall Logan Paul? Well, his brother will fight tomorrow. I'm picking Jake to win that one in his boxing fight. But Asshole Logan Paul, Mr. YouTube Asshole, versus Ricochet. I'm picking Ricochet to kick his YouTube ass. And it's his boy, whatever, K-boy, K-Y boy. I know who he is. He's a dick, too. But I'm picking Ricochet to kick his ass at SummerSlam. Gunther is still undefeated in singles competition. He's the champ. It's going to be Drew McIntyre versus Gunther against Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre will win the Intercontinental Championship. For the women's championship, Asuka will defend the title against Charlotte and Bianca Belair in a triple threat. I'm picking Io Sky. I think Io cashes in and wins the title. Seth freaking Rollins defends the heavyweight title against Finn Balor. I'm picking Seth. But we have another situation. Damian Priest cash in. I have no idea. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. I'm picking Cody to win this, getting in this fight over Brock, and Brock can go away. And for the Tribal Combat, Roman Reigns defends the Universal title versus Jey Uso. I'm picking Jey Uso to win this match and win the title against Roman. And there you go. And there you have it. There's a SummerSlam prediction. There you go. That's my pick. That's who I'm going to pick who's going to win that fight. There you go. My major guest there for tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen, here she is right now, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Joan Osborne.
nobody calling on you, except for the cold maybe.
Joan Osborne here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you to Joan for being here on the program here tonight. Now, on to my big announcement I'm going to make right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been saying that I'm going to be leaving Blog Talk, but that's not true. I'm not leaving at all right now. Until further notice, I will be back here Monday through Friday every night until further notice. So on September 8th will not be my final show. No. We're gonna get this shit going. Summer's almost over. Blog Talk Radio, I'm staying till further notice, like I said. Let's get this shit going. And that is it for me here tonight. I'll be back Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody have a good weekend and be safe. And watch SummerSlam tomorrow night from Detroit, Michigan. Like I said, Kid Rock will be there. As the singing guy, he's going to be singing, performing in his hometown of Detroit, Michigan. Good night, everybody.